From the 88.5 GPB Atlanta newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. Several bills are sitting on Governor Brian Kemp's desk awaiting a veto or a signature before they can become a law. GPB's Stephen Fowler has an update.
Last week, the governor signed a slew of local bills and one authorizing the Secretary of State to purchase new voting machines in the coming months. But another yet to be signed would tighten restrictions on abortions in Georgia, making most of them illegal once a heartbeat is detected. Groups like the ACLU of Georgia say they plan to sue as soon as the governor signs it. He also has to sign the 2020 budget, which adds a $3,000 pay raise for teachers and other school employees. The governor has until May 12th to act on any outstanding bills. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
An Atlanta woman has made medical history. Last month, Nina Martinez became the first HIV-positive American to donate an organ to another person with HIV. According to CBS 46, Martinez contracted the disease as an infant from a blood transfusion. After a nine-month evaluation process, she was able to donate a kidney to another HIV-positive patient, which is a first in the U.S. The use of HIV-positive organs was previously a federal crime until 2013, when Congress passed the HIV Organ Policy Equity Act.
From the GPB newsroom, I'm Emily Jones. In an election that just wouldn't end, Chris Irwin appears to have beat former state representative Dan Gasaway in Tuesday's election to win a Georgia House seat. As Taylor Gant reports, it has been one of the state's most bitter contested elections between two Republicans.
The race between Chris Irwin and Dan Gasaway to represent House District 28 is over after three elections. The Secretary of State's office reports that Irwin captured three-quarters of the vote with all precincts reporting. There is no Democrat in the race, so Irwin takes the seat, spanning Banks, Stevens, and Habersham counties. Irwin appeared to defeat Gasaway in the May primary and then in a redo on December 4th. But a judge found illegal votes tainted both results and ordered new elections. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.